Third, never criticize what God is blessing, even though it may be a style of ministry that makes you feel uncomfortable. It is amazing to me how God often blesses people I disagree with or don't understand. So I've adopted this attitude. If lives are being changed by the power of Jesus Christ, then I like the way you're doing it. We are all trophies of God's grace. Myth number 7. All God expects of us is faithfulness. This statement is only half true. God expects both faithfulness and fruitfulness. Fruitfulness is a major theme of the New Testament. What is fruitfulness? The word fruit, or a variation of it, is used 55 times in the New Testament and refers to a variety of results. Each one of the following is considered by God to be fruit: repentance, practicing the truth, answered prayer, an offering of money given by believers, Christ-like character, and winning unbelievers to Christ. Paul said he wanted to preach in Rome, quote, in order that I might obtain some fruit among you, even as among the rest of the Gentiles. The fruit of a believer is another believer. Considering the Great Commission that Jesus gave to the church, I believe that the definition of fruitfulness for a local church must include growth by the conversion of unbelievers. The Bible clearly identifies numerical growth of a church as fruit. Many of the kingdom parables of Jesus emphasize the unavoidable truth that God expects his church to grow. In addition, Paul connected fruit-bearing with church growth. Colossians 1:6 says, "All over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it." Is your church bearing fruit and growing? Are you seeing the fruit of new converts being added to your congregation? God wants your church to be both faithful and fruitful. One without the other is only half the equation.